One man can change the world with a bullet in the right place.
Welcome back to the New to Butte podcast. Happy New Year from all of us here to all of you there listening. Give it up for me, goddammit. My name is Max Fallis. We are back at the microphone. And when I mean we,
who the fuck is that guy?
I am referring to the one and only BBR Bagman. Sir, happy new beard to you, sir.
Nice. Happy new beard to you, too. Since yours is finally coming back and it's fully restored to former glory stage.
Yes, I am reclaiming my face from shaving it off a little while ago. I'm still struggling trying to find a great style. Unlike some folks, I can't pull off a mustache that curls at the end. But in the meantime, we're going to... Actually, the first thing I want to do, we've got some listener feedback. I want to clear up a mystery. That's right. People want to know, what the hell is that guy saying in the beginning of the show? Well, ladies and gentlemen, as the Bagman himself found out, utilizing the YouTube closed captioning feature, the sample in the beginning of the show is a gentleman saying, one man can change the world with a bullet in the right place. And then some generic hip-hop beat that I made years ago kicks in and the show starts. So we are pulling the curtain back on all of that kind of stuff today, ladies and gentlemen, as we again wish you a happy new year, sir.
I think that's great listener feedback, because I think we were about 10 episodes in when I called you and asked you the same question.
Yeah, the problem
I know he says, well, and the other thing was, it was like, I couldn't hear the second part of it. I heard the first part where it says one man can change the world.
Yeah.
And never heard the second part of it. And we were talking about it. And you're like, no, there's more there. And now I can't unhear it. Like, yep. I couldn't hear it before, and now I can't unhear it.
I'm showing you how the sausage is made, ladies and gentlemen, by telling you that it's one man can change the world with a bullet in the right place. The part that gets wacky is there's a repeated part that's actually built into the sample. I didn't even add that. That's just how it was when I made it. I'm going to seriously say like 2007, 2008. This thing was sitting in the Fallis archives. And when we were starting this project, you know, we got to have a cool theme song. Obviously, we like sound effects and stuff. So I curled through the archives and I said, wait a minute.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
It's on brand. So we need to make this part of the... actually, that entire sample and the beat is like carbon dated 2000-something. Hip-hop producer Fallis in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for me, god damn it.
And it's freaking perfect. Like, that's the part that blew my mind. It was like, you know, the serendipity of building this 20 years ago.
When you plant seeds, the universe will let you watch them grow into strong plants that get downloaded on a hopefully weekly basis. Now we are the New to Pew podcast. And that's how that started. So, with that said, another thing I want to bring up to you. I asked you to hit me off with some of those wonderful mag can labels printed by Stucknut Customs that have our wonderful logo on it, because we're awesome. Want to bring something to your attention. So, I just received a new shipment of ammunition. And I changed brands for 22 long rifle after some testing with the, I'm going to butcher this name, but somebody's going to know how to properly say it. Aguila? Is that how you say it?
Aguila.
There you go. That's what I said. Sure. Booty traps. So
booty traps.
The Aguila. So just in case this is the first time you're listening, I have an AR with a 22 long rifle conversion kit that I use for my local range. The Aguila works fine in that. I was also using it in my wife's Ruger SR22, and I was getting feeding issues. I think the term was stovetop or stovepipe when it shoots out or doesn't eject right.
Stovepop stuffing.
What's that great smell?
Chicken.
Oh, yeah. And stovetop stuffing.
Your mom is making stovetop
instead of potatoes? The celery, the onions, and all that great stuff. Think I could stay? Sure.
So it's a stovepipe. So that can be a timing issue because that a Gili tends to be really hot loaded 22. Mm-hmm. Like it's way higher velocity than most other manufacturers, which is part of why I like it. Because in semi-auto rifles, it feeds really well. In your pistol, it can mess up timing and other things. Bullet weight can affect the back pressure. What bullet weight is it?
I will tell you in a second. Scroll down. Bullet weight is 38 grain.
Okay, that's not crazy low. Yeah, 38 to 40 grain is pretty normal on a 22. So without looking at it, I can't really diagnose it beyond that.
My first thought after the ammo, the way the magazines hold the cartridge, mm-hmm. like so with my 1911, there's an obvious upward angle, right? Mm-hmm. And it just seems odd how the magazines sit inside the 22 Ruger magazine. It's just, I think that may be it. I think it's just how the combination of the ammo and the magazine itself, because that one magazine, I believe, is proprietary to just that firearm. It's not like a universal.
Correct.
So, and it's the only magazine I've seen with maybe it's called a guide, so you can slide it down and hold it while you're loading your rounds. And I mm-hmm. notice when you put them in, it's not a perfect straight stack. They, like, one will shift over to the left or one will shift over to the right when it's inside mm-hmm. the magazine. I don't know if that's normal or not. Or
yeah.
Okay. It just seems like maybe it was a magazine thing. So I ordered, caught a wonderful deal, I guess, you know, because I'm new to this. So I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, my God, I'm overpaying. So I'm going to try out Blazer 22 long rifle, 40 grain. Mm-hmm. In her handgun and see if it works better for her handgun with the Aguila in the AR. Hopefully Sunday we'll be testing this out at the range.
The other one to try would be CCI. CCI tends to be one of the better 22 ammos too.
CCI Blazer. That's who makes it.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, CCI 22 long rifle ammunition Blazer 0021, whatever that means, 40 grain lead round nose brick of 500 rounds is what I ordered. Actually ordered 1500 because it was on sale. So
yeah,
and the bullet weight is actually heavier. It's 40 grain according to this wonderful website.
Correct. You're getting two additional grain. That's part of how they kind of cheat the numbers. So they use a hotter burning powder mm-hmm. and then a lighter projectile, so it takes less pressure to get that velocity.
Okay,
but they're giving you more pressure anyway, and it's kind of like power to weight ratio, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
So,
yeah. So we'll be reporting back on that an episode or two from now to see if I had some progress swapping out the ammo in the wife's handgun.
Yeah, but the CCI is usually pretty good. I've never had anything not like CCI.
Except for that time I took that bad batch to the range, because that was Blazer as well, with a 9.
That's center fire ammo, though. I'm talking about the 22 ammo.
Oh, okay.
I can't speak on the handgun ammo.
All right. I got one more question while it's on my brain. So I was cleaning out my range bag, and I found a whole bunch of shells that obviously fell in when I was shooting. And mm-hmm. then I thought about when I just recently cleaned my family van, which I take to the range, there was a couple of small shells I found there, too. I didn't want to just toss them out into the garbage, because my wife watches a lot of SUV or SVU and
SVU
crime scenes. So, like, my paranoid mind is like, if I throw this out of the window and something happens, and then some Firenze guy is going to pick up my 22 shell and get my print off of it and then try to match the ballistics to... And my paranoid mind just ran. Am I overthinking it? Or should I just toss them in the trash?
Yeah, you're overthinking it.
Okay.
Like 22 brass, I would put it right in the trash. I wouldn't worry about it. Okay. You can probably find a way to recycle it if you really want to. Usually center fire brass, because you can't reload 22 rimfire.
Mm-hmm.
Center fire brass, like, people will take off your hands and reload it, and they'll be happy to take that from you.
Like my 9.
If you find
like 9 millimeter. Okay.
Yeah. hot commodity. So like, bring that home, sweep it up, bring it home, throw it in a Ziploc bag, and you know, hand it off to somebody when you have the opportunity. Yeah, there you go.
Put it inside a little tiny water bottle. There was some some nine in there, and also some
baby
22.
Food jar.
No, it's a, the small waters. The small waters. Yeah, so that was a burning question in my mind of what am I going to do with these shells? Because I don't want somebody knocking on my door saying, "Yeah, we found something that may be traced back to you at this weird crime scene all the way across."
Yeah,
the state.
Well,
I'm a paranoid person, as we all
highly know. Unlikely, but sure, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not paranoia if they're really out to get you.
Fuck, you're right.
Shit. That one stung a little, huh?
Yeah, I couldn't even. I looked at the soundboard like, I got nothing. Because that's just truth. It's just pure fucking truth, man. So, all right, so new year.
Right.
Let's just say it. What's your resolution, sir? Sure.
Partially due to technical issues.
Yeah, so let's pull the curtain
back. We recorded
back.
An episode, except we didn't actually record it.
We got halfway through a fucking episode and realized that it stopped recording. So then scheduling New Year's, Christmas, family, holiday, literally falling asleep on the couch, stopped us from recording. So we're back with a vengeance. Here
somebody
we are.
Convinced me to take a new job with a new field and a new industry, and that's kind of eating a lot of my time, too. So
and your coworker's fucking annoying. I tell you, he's
I think he's cool. He's my hero. I look up to him like
we've seen what you applaud. And that's not saying much.
Your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer.
Oh, I love that set. I love that little scene. It's great. So
yeah, find that audio clip and plug that in.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's been kind of a lot going on. Now that I'm getting back into the groove of things, I'm putting things together again and picking things back up with the BBR network and getting the posts and activities going back in there, because December was really rough. So we are back. I don't make New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
Like if I decide to do something, I do it immediately. Mm-hmm. So I don't wait for New Year's. I think a lot of people do, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I always get annoyed when I see people are like really big on going to the gym, and they get mad at all the new people coming in and trying to improve themselves and trying to get healthy and trying to make good choices, and they want to make fun of them. And that's fine if you want to do that, but it's not my vibe. Like, support people that are trying to make good decisions. Don't be a dick. And if they're doing something dumb, like using the machine wrong, I don't know. Be a decent human being and teach them how to use it properly.
No.
It'll take 30 seconds.
No, I have to fill them for TikTok and Instagram to make them look bad by making me look better.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to say.
Yeah, and along the same lines, like, I hate when people do that stuff with firearms videos, too. Like the compilation videos of people doing dumb shit and hurting themselves or the gun blowing up or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I can't stand that stuff. So
then I won't bring up the ones I was watching today then. Shh, don't tell the back man.
Listen, your fetish is none of my business.
True. Very true. Very true. Well, we'll keep things private. I just snorted. That's how funny that joke was.
Nice.
Jesus. I'm a snorter.
You like watching fail videos, and I have way too many screwdrivers.
Yeah. There's
something that won't make any sense.
We do not kink shame. Some people like screwdrivers. Other people like sneakers. It's fine. It's totally fine. Perfectly normal adult male behavior, ladies and gentlemen.
So along with the new year, have you seen anything new in the firearms world where you were like, oh, that's interesting?
Well, I didn't see it. I mean, we're only like 3-4 days into the new year, but something that I don't think we brought up, but we talked about it earlier today, the Steadicam arm that the gentleman on the internet is constructing.
Yeah, he's been working on that for quite a while, but yeah.
That's going to be interesting to see come to fruition and the possibilities of that.
You're going to have to search him out and find him, because he's done quite a bit with it. I want to say he actually finished that a couple months ago.
Okay.
And you should find all kinds of videos of him doing stuff with it and taking it places. And yeah, probably get away from like the short format stuff that's on Instagram and find him on one of the long format video services. Probably booted from YouTube because YouTube sucks at this point, but
maybe he's on Rumble. Because we are on Rumble, in case you
maybe
haven't checked that out. We are on Rumble as well as YouTube and the Spotify audio feeds. So check us out, folks. Give us a like, subscribe, drop a comment, and whatever the Instagrammers are saying as far as that goes. As far as...
Do the thing that you young people are doing.
Yeah, do the young people thing. Looking forward to getting my... See, you say it a little bit different. You say Halo Sun or Hollow Sun?
Hollow Sun.
You say Hollow as in hologram?
Yeah.
See, I'm a gamer, so I say Halo because I'm a nerd.
Yeah, but it's an O, not an A. It's H-O-L-O.
Oh, like Solo.
Yeah.
Like Solo.
Like when Dad comes home. When Dad comes home and he says, Hollow Sun.
No, not mine. Mine never brought home the milk, ladies and gentlemen. Cue the piano music.
Like the sad walking away music, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that, to getting that installed. And
yeah, I got to call them because I placed that order right before Christmas. And they have a weird ordering system. And I haven't heard back from them. So I need to follow up on that and pin them down for an answer.
Now I'm going to push the music because... Watch it show up tomorrow on your doorstep. Now that we have spoken it into fruition.
No, well, maybe. Doubt it. But maybe.
Be positive, Batman. Speak it into the universe so the universe will answer.
No, I'm going to call tomorrow.
All right, fine. Fuck it. Let me know when when it's on the way. Well, let me do a quick little... product review. I've been using that sling bag you got me as a tool bag. So let's give a little shine to that fine product.
The Condor E&E bag.
Mm-hmm.
Their E&E stands for Escape and Evasion. So exactly it's got like a map pocket in it and all that stuff. Yeah.
That's exactly what we do at work, ladies and gentlemen. It's durable. I like it. It's very comfortable. So far, I haven't needed more as you've been experiencing. So like
right.
Everything seems to fit in its place. I'm not overloading myself. And being that I do a lot of work in New York, I throw this thing over my shoulder or literally crossbody it, put it behind me, and I'm walking like an average everyday citizen. I like it. That was a great recommendation, sir.
Yeah, and it's pretty low key, right? It's not covered in Molly and stuff.
Yep.
It's got a flap that like it has Molly, but it has a flap that covers it. That's removable, so if you wanted to get rid of that and go more tactical, you could, but it generally just looks like a mid-sized messenger bag. Yeah, and Condor, there's nerds on the internet who will talk shit on Condor, and then there's fanboys on the internet who act like Condor is the greatest thing ever. It's a good mid-grade product, right? So you're not paying stupid high prices for anything. It's also not the cheapest thing in the world anymore, but their quality is really good. And they've made great efforts over the last several years to get to that point. So, when they first hit the scene, yeah, they were really cheap and very low quality. And it was considered like airsoft paintball gear kind of stuff, that you would not want to use for anything serious. And they went, no, we want to get into this space and learn from it and improve their materials and their stitching and all that. Their warranty's pretty good. I've very rarely had a product fail to the point where I had to call them for warranty service. I can think of two in the 11 years I've been dealing with them, out of thousands of products, right? Because I've sold quite a bit and still use quite a bit of it. So their warranty was super easy. I called them and said, look, this is what went on. And they went, okay, we're sending you a new one. Now tell us, you know, send pictures and whatever. It was like they sent the new one and then asked what happened after the fact. So it clearly wasn't like conditional. It was just, yeah, we got a new one on the way and let's see what we can learn from this.
That's what we call great customer service, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, they've been good.
That's great.
They've been good.
Shout out to them. That bag is really, it's really working. It's working very well. So before I forget my list of things to bring up to the bag, man, just for context, my wife recently got her firearms ID. And being that we live in the wonderful state of New Jersey, she received an email stating a legislative required training.
Ah, shit. Here we go again.
Here's the email. On July 22, Assembly Bill 4370 passed. Part of the bill requires initial firearms applicants to satisfactorily complete a course of instruction approved by the superintendent of the New Jersey State Police in the lawful and safe handling storage of firearms. Basically, she got the email because she fell within this parameter of dates. So essentially saying that now that my wife has a FID, she needs to pass this course, right? Click here to take the course. Bagman, it's about 20 slides in a very low budget Excel spreadsheet thingy. So after you click through the slides, it literally says, all right, download this form, fill it out, and bring it to your police department. And that's it. There's no, I don't want to say threat, but there's no, if you don't do it, this will happen. And this is literally maybe 6 months after she got hers. So it's definitely late in the game. And it feels like a last minute thing. And I know you feel a certain way about it, which is why I wanted to bring it up, because we talked about it on our failed episode, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to make sure we get this disgusting out to the people.
So you're bringing it up so I can lose my temper all over again.
Well, we're 22 minutes in, so let's just run with it.
Let's light this candle, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's all bullshit. Like, that's the bottom line, is it's ex post facto. Like, we gave you your permit, but now we're throwing an additional requirement on and saying that your permit isn't really valid unless you pass a training, quote unquote training. This is the kind of state, and this is why I'm against any kind of government mandated training for things, because it's invariably the dumbest shit put together by the stupidest fucker they could find. So some Yahoo put together a 20 slide presentation that you have to sit through. Is there a quiz at the end?
No.
No, so there's not even verification that you paid attention to it.
Exactly.
You can open this up and go click, 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 print your certificate.
The link to the certificate. It's not a certificate. It's not even, dude, we don't even have a certificate. It's a form. The link to the form is already in the email. I don't even have to look at this thing.
take this information and spread it to everyone I can think of and just have everybody fill it out and mail it in and maybe make like 10 copies and mail each copy in and just flood the system.
We're not saying to do that, but if it does happen, email us at newtopew@blackbackresources.com. And if you also got one of these emails, and if you brought this document in, was there any feedback or any, I don't want to call them repercussions, but was there any effect after selecting the, I think it's like 26 slides of just going through it?
I was looking at it.
Now, mind you, it's legit information. Store your shit safely and yada yada yada. But it's just so low budget and cheaply made to where, you know, my kid's science project has more work behind it, you know?
New Jersey, like, one, they just want to throw up whatever hurdle they can. And I'm sorry, every firearms restriction is just a hurdle. It's just meant to be annoying to discourage you from exercising a basic civil right. That's all it is, right? And it's all been racist from the beginning. So let's not ignore that part. Like, we decided that a black woman who recently got her permit doesn't really have her permit unless she passes a training course. Really?
Yeah.
Really? Are you going to tell me her vote doesn't count unless she passes a reading test 6 months after she cast her ballot? That's
curious.
Horse shit.
If other people have received this and maybe they could let us know what quote unquote demographic they may be a part of, if they want to disclose that information in an email to newtopew@blackbagresources.com. Because I'm curious,
Here's the other thing. If you take a racist policy and you expand it to include other races, does that make it less racist?
If it's everybody, at least that means it's not racist. Right?
Are you sure?
Well, okay, if white folks got it, black folks got it, Latin folks got it, and our one Asian listener, then it's not racist. It's just everybody falls under the
boot. No, it's still racist. It's still motivated and rooted in racism. It's just expanded to include others to cover up the fact that it's racist. Like the dumb shit that the racist white guy always says is like, oh no, I got a black friend. Oh, so you included one to make it not racist. Okay.
Okay. I see.
You get what I'm saying?
I do. I think mistreatment doesn't necessarily need a color behind it if everybody's just mistreated. It levels the playing field, so to speak. But, you know, I do see what you're saying. You know.
So it's all inherently wrong, and if you trace it back, there's stuff out there that shows that this is all part of a 400-year-old strategy to keep blacks, minorities, quote-unquote undesirables, from being able to defend themselves. And you can trace that line of thinking all the way back to the Roman Empire, that slaves aren't allowed to exercise because they would get too strong and be able to rise up against their slave masters. Yeah, that's where this is all rooted. That's the real goal behind gun control. So any of this stuff is all just bullshit.
That's racist.
So,
and the fact that they threw it at her after the fact, like, we approved your permit 6 months ago, but we're so pissed off about the Bruin decision, and it takes us so long to get anything done in New Jersey, that now we're going to send you a new requirement for something you already have after the fact.
Yeah.
Like, if you did that at work and you had a union, the union would be in an uproar.
This is just my personal point of view. I'm not opposed to the, hey, you got this thing, learn how to use it. Obviously, we have a show about it. Sure. But the gutter butt, Dollar General fucking broke ass production of this? Like, all right, this is supposed to be a government thing. At least dress it up, make it look good, and give me something that at least I walk away with saying, okay, yeah, I do a little, I'm better off than before. This shit was like, okay, I'm going to throw my age out here for a second. Remember the old cassette tape presentations where you had the slide and the tape and you had to like that was, that had a better production.
When you hear this
volume
sound, you'll know it's time to turn the page.
So that's a better production than what the hell this thing was. I kind of want to fucking put it out there so people can actually see what the hell we're talking about. Maybe I'll screen cap it and put it up on our Instagram when we release the episode so people can see what the hell we're ranting about. But if the production value of this thing, of this project, paper, whatever the fuck you want to call it, was better, I wouldn't be so pissed, personally speaking. That pisses me off more than the fact
that
it's a hurdle.
The only thing that would make it better for me is if they forgot to make it read-only and you could, like, edit it as a person looking at it.
Yeah, yeah. And then the whole, like, all right, now print this thing out and then go into the police department and drop your form off.
Well, what if I don't?
Exactly.
That's the other part of the problem here. All right, so let's go back to your statement that training is a good thing and you don't necessarily have a problem with that part of it. I agree. Training is great. Government mandated training is crap, right? We know it doesn't produce the desired result. Like, everybody had to go through driver's ed to get a driver's license. That's government mandated. There's still a lot of bad drivers out there. Along the same line of thinking, I love reading. I think reading is tremendous and a valuable skill. And the more you read, the better your vocabulary is. I don't think you should have to pass a reading test to vote. You follow me?
I do. All the way down.
It's all racist bullshit.
Yeah.
And it's so deeply entrenched in it, you can't separate the two. Right. Yeah. Just because they're changing the name or changing the way, you know, they're whitewashing the appearance of it, it's still the same rotten, gross, maggot infested garbage it's always been.
Yeah, no argument. I just wish, look, man, if you're going to try to oppress me, at least fucking put some production value behind it.
I refuse to be oppressed without proper entertainment value.
Yeah. Like, you know, this is going to sound fucked up, but
there wasn't no background music. There wasn't no graphics. There wasn't no, it was terrible.
Remember the Klan in Django, how they were all like just shitty looking with like basic burlap sack, like how the Klan started like back in the days. Mm-hmm. And then you see them evolve into these clean fucking pointy outfits. Like they stepped their game up. Like this is going nowhere. At least step the fucking game up if you're going to treat me like shit and make me sit through your fucking Excel spreadsheet.
But here's my point. Even though they went from the burlap sack to the fancy white robes, it's still the same cousin fucking overweight, toothless, dumbass under that robe that was under the burlap sack. It doesn't change the gutter trash that's on the inside. And that's what matters. It's what's on the inside that counts, Max.
Pledge allegiance to that, my brother.
What's inside your discount code for this week, sir? That's what we call segues, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice. So if you're working on a New Year's resolution, it's probably a good idea to start with your physical fitness. I've been using the stuff from GarageFit for a couple of years. And obviously, I'm no bodybuilder, but they make good products. And the fact that I've been using my sandbag for several years at this point and haven't had to replace it tells you that it holds up. So you can go to garagegym.net, use coupon code BLACKBAG10. You get a discount off of everything site-wide. I highly recommend their sandbags. I highly recommend their battle ropes. It's all good stuff. Check them out. So that's it for this episode. Be sure to check out the sponsors we mentioned earlier. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at new2pew@blackbagresources.com. You can check out the website, blackbagresources.com. And if you really want to go deep, you can check out the Black Bag Resources Network and become a part of the community. Thanks for listening.